Why did you choose the Mojave Desert as the setting for your novel? Is that does that have personal significance for you?
I adore the Mojave Desert. And I had my own kind of loss of everything in 2007, and I moved to the Mojave for a year. And that landscape and the kindness of the people there were instrumental in my coming back to myself.
You mentioned landscape. It's a big theme in the book. Wind and solar energy development, also big themes running through 29. And I thought it was very reflective of what's happening now across the world. In your opinion, is there a happy medium to moving toward sustainable energy while still trying to preserve and protect the environment?
Well, in the process of writing the book, I went from being a gung-ho solar energy no matter what person to somebody who believes now that rooftop solar energy is probably the only way to go, localized installations. And it happened because I met the people of the Chemehuevi tribe who have faced big solar power installations impinging on their sacred sites. To me, sacred sites, the earth is more sacred than anything. And so the more I learned and the more I educated myself, I realized that wind power has lots of dangers in it, mostly to wildlife and birds, and solar power strongly has lots of dangers.
I have to say, in some ways, maybe even down to the name of your one of your characters, Monkey Burnett, this novel is reminiscent of Edward Abbey's Monkey Wrench Gang to me. The characters are fighting against development in the desert. They're going up against big corporations trying to be the voice for wilderness and indigenous people. Is that an accurate notion, or is that just my interpretation?
Ed Abbey's Desert Solitaire and Ed Abbey's Monkey Wrench Gang were instrumental in my decision in 1984 to move to the West, and I came out here with two vows, to write and to fight for the West. I knew Ed a little bit, sat with him one time, and he cried about what's happening out here, and so I think if he could see what was happening now, his pain then was so great, I can't even imagine it.
Love and loss are huge themes in 29. For you, how is loving or losing a person similar or different from loving or losing a place?
Losing a place is, at this point, far more devastating. Once infrastructure goes over a place, at least in my lifetime and probably my kids' lifetime, my grandchildren's lifetime, that place is gone. And it's maddening to me when people say, oh, the earth's going to go on. Well, that means nothing to the creatures that are living in a place right now. That means nothing to that web between the tree and the squirrel and the coyote. Nothing. It means nothing.
Mary Sojourner, thank you so much for talking with me.
It was delightful. Thanks for the great questions.